Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, being part of the solution. Take what we have to say, take some of the information, the incoming information, and really, truly make it, check it out. I'll put it that way. I was going to say just, you know, make it part of your list, but check it out. Make sure that what I'm telling you is true. Make sure that what I'm telling you, you know, matches up with the truth, not the truth police, because they don't have a clue. But make sure it lines up truly with what you know to be truth. Right? You got, we have got, somebody sent me this clip, whatever, during the break. And it's so true. We have a boatload of people leaving this state. Right? I mean, just a bunch. And not, it's because of gas prices. You know, the national average for gas prices, but I've been watching on that interweb place, is like $2.80 to $3.10. In California, we're pennies under $5. This is what I was telling you about earlier. This is where Governor Nuisance, he has decided that he's going to steal $5 billion from that tax. We agreed to pay more taxes so we could fix the roads because they've stolen that money twice before. But we don't seem to care. I mean, people in California, I don't get it with you. I'm in California. I'm not from California, but I'm in California. Right? I don't understand why you keep voting these people in. You keep complaining about this. You keep complaining about the high prices of gas and other things. But what do you actually do about it? Nothing. Gas is just recently, over the next last day or two, gas has hit a 5-year high in California. Now, according to the article, the California average was 418. I don't know where they got this number. Because in my area, you can find gas for 480 or 481 and you're excited. Think about that. 481 and you're excited. What the heck is wrong with us? But they keep putting them in. Right? No big deal. They just keep putting them in. Also in the third hour, we're going to go through again, because I'm driving this home until somebody decides to pick it up and run with it. Right? We're I can't stand it. AOC. Right, we're talking about the gang, the squad. I don't even know what they call them anymore. But these people, for real, they need to be called out for what they're doing. You cannot let them get away with this. Really, seriously, you can't let them get away with this. They're putting out garbage out there. Look at the immoral lifestyle. I'm talking to half a dozen people about this. They want to talk about some of the sexual going-ons in D.C. You know what? Why? Come on, people, for real. What have you accepted today? What is accepted? You can't get anybody for their sexual preference, their lifestyle, what they believe to be good, bad, whatever. Right? You cannot push your moral values on somebody else. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It doesn't work that way. You know, and when it comes to President Trump, I'm so tired of hearing, why do you Christians support Trump? You know, with the way he is and how he treats people and what have you. They think it's just Christian. What is it, just Christians? We're the only people pushing? And they'll say, well, based on what you believe from the Bible, the whole love, peace, and whatever. It's funny because, frankly, if you want to take it from the New Testament point of view, I think, didn't Jesus tear up the temple yard? Right, merchant's area of the yard? Did he do that? And he wasn't tearing it up because he was mad at the merchants for selling goods. They were selling inferior goods. They were selling goods that they knew they had a problem with for top dollar because they knew the Jews needed them for sacrifice, which, again, is people not doing what God wants them to do. You're supposed to raise it. You're supposed to raise the animal for sacrifice. It's supposed to be without blemish. Your best one. What am I going to give God my best one? He owns everything. What does he need my best one for? Doesn't matter why he needs it. He told you he wanted it. Can you be obedient? I mean, seriously, I love going through this stuff because I love what, you know, when Nancy Pelosi starts throwing out scripture and Pete Buttigieg when he does the same thing, like he has a clue. Like I have a clue. Go look it up. Work it through on your own. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One quick one. You know, Fox, you guys remember, what's his name? Carl Cameron. So he's out, you know, doing interviews, and they were talking about what was going on, and he just starts bashing Trump. Right? Fox News, and they came back after him. Reporter Carl Cameron, he blasted the network's opinion programming as stuff of third world nations. So now, basically what he's saying is Hannity, Tucker Carlson, these are guys of third world nations, right? He was on MSNBC, The Beat with Ari Melber, and he was talking about longtime friend Shepard Smith. Any phrase fit to someone viewers could reliably count on. Well, the problem is, as much as he wants to believe that Smith was the only guy to count on, they couldn't count on Cameron, because Cameron couldn't show up for work on time. Sometimes not at all. Joe Messina, your host. This is Railside. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with retired General Paul Vallely right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, I don't get this guy on that often. I need to get him just on. Let's get rolling. Talk about what's going on for real over in the Middle East, not this filtered down, you know, just twisted stuff that you're hearing from the mainstream media. Retired General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always love it when he's on the show. General, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
So let's get to it here, okay? First and foremost, we have all this aggravation, all this fighting going on in Syria and Turkey. And give us the 80,000-foot view of really what went down and what's happening there, and then we'll drill down into certain issues. Why did the president give it up?
Well, it all emanates from President Trump saying he wants to get our troops out of the Middle East, which I agree with him 100%. And so he vowed to do that. So as he's extricated and tried to extricate the limited amount of troops that we have in Syria, which is several hundred to a thousand, not sure what the count is, has been for the last 2 months, but it's somewhere in the hundreds, let's say. So you have the situation over there where we were providing basically advisory as well as vehicles that we've seen, you know, on the highways over there, mechanized vehicles, support intelligence operations, and so on. So now you have a situation where basically he's vowed to get our troops out of there. And why should we keep several hundred of our troops in harm's way? We had five come back in the last 2 weeks in body bags from the Middle East. I don't want to see one more body bag coming out of the Middle East. And if it's not affecting United States national security, in my opinion. It has to do with the security of the people over there. They have to solve the problem. Now, you have to understand, Joe, there's four different populations of Kurds. You have several million Kurds in southern Turkey, for example. You've got the Kurds in Syria. You've got the Kurds in Kurdistan, part of Iraq, up north, in the Erbil area. And then you have Kurds in northern Iran. And so what we're talking about here, really, the ones that are gathered and have been spread across to northern Syria, all the way from Iraq, in some cases, all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea, the YKP. YPK, I always get the letters mixed up. And so that's basically the group the Turks have been harassed by, and they've had fighting going on for decades. And the ones in Syria have been basically a communist-type supported organizations. And they've created a lot of terrorist attacks against the Turks. So Erdogan has vowed that he would go in and clean out those elements. Unfortunately, I guess civilians have been or be infected. How many we know will be killed by this operation of Turkey. Basically going in and solidifying that area that would be east of the Euphrates River. Now, I've been up in that area in 2012 and 2013, so I know it pretty well. So what we have is a situation here where you have Russia involved supporting Assad, you have Turkey involved, you have Iran involved to some degree because they want to see the Shiites continue to dominate the area, whereas the Turks and others and Assad are basically from the other side of the thing, not the Shiites, but the, what's the other?
Sunni.
Sunni, excuse me. I was right there in the back of my head. So then you have Turkey that wants to prevent Iran from controlling, since they control a lot of Iraq right now, of controlling that area, and then continued support of Assad that Iran and Russia have been doing, whereas Turkey's and Erdogan has never supported Assad. So it's really a mix of so many different things over there. And God bless the president for saying we're not going to be a part of that anymore. Let them solve their own problems because it does not impact on United States security, the security of the United States. And if we're going to lose any soldiers, they're going to be defending our country, not a number of populations in the Middle East such as the Kurds.
Okay, so what
but you have to understand, Kurdistan's a very vibrant area in northern Iraq, so I can see what's going to happen. They're going to have some type of a Kurdistan in Syria where eastern Syria would be given to the Kurds or a portion of it, and they would work with the Assad government in Damascus. So I can see that developing as a possible scenario.
So what's all the noise then that we're leaving our Kurd brothers and sisters behind? That they fought side by side with us, and we just can't let them hang like this. Matter of fact, a friend of mine who's from the Middle East said, called me today, said, Joe, this is why the U.S. is not trusted at times. Now, he loves this country, don't get me wrong, but he said, when you walk away from us, then it's kind of like, can we trust you?
They're not walking away. We have tremendous assets over there with our fleets, with the troops that we have in the surrounding countries like Jordan. Our fleet forces in the Mediterranean plus the Persian Gulf can reinforce. We can hit any target any time. And we've supported the Kurds in Kurdistan for a very long time with money, millions of dollars we've invested in there. But it's been a limited support in that part of Syria where those Kurds are.
Right.
So here you have Syria, then you've got Iraq. And we're not walking away. We have plenty of assets, joint forces that can reinforce and deliver airstrikes like that my friend General McInerney has recommended, and economic sanctions against Turkey if they continue to abuse the civilian populations. So but we're not going to solve that problem by keeping several hundred of our troops in Syria.
I was saying it in the show the other day, and somebody got a little irritated at me. I said, look, you're talking about no more than 1,000 American troops probably in and around that area. Are you serious? You're telling me we're good, but you're telling me we're keeping all that peace with 1,000 soldiers?
No.
No, not at all.
No way. Hey, but the other thing, they say, well, we're walking away. Who's going to trust us? Listen, 90% of the countries in the world trust America as we've come to the aid of people for many different things. Name me five countries that don't trust America. Okay, I can name them now. Probably you can say, well, the Kurds don't anymore. But the Kurds in Kurdistan do. And the Kurds in Iran probably detest the Iranian government, from my information.
Yeah.
But you have that tremendous millions of Kurds living in southern Turkey. So that's the layout over there.
We got to go for a quick break. I want to talk a little bit about ISIS and really what we're seeing and what's reality. Joe Lucidio, your host. Don't go far. We're talking to somebody who has a clue and knows what he's talking about. We'll be back with retired General Paul Vallely right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The search continued for a construction worker buried in the rubble of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans after it partially collapsed on Saturday, sending debris through the street. The falling debris and equipment sent workers and bystanders running for safety. Three people died in the collapse, including the missing worker. It's been an agonizing wait for the family of that last remaining victim, who is engaged to a local police officer. Fire Chief Tim McConnell said, quote, unfortunately, we've had no success at this time locating the person who is still missing. The scene is still volatile, and officials discovered both yellow cranes are compromised and could collapse at any time, so the evacuation perimeter has been extended. The mayor told the Associated Press the building was last inspected 20 days ago, but there was nothing that would have stopped construction. There is now concern about the security of the building, with rain and high winds predicted to hit over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I don't want to waste his time. I love when he's on the show with us, and I don't get enough time with him as it is. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins us, as he does from time to time, so we can get real. The real scoop of what's happening without having to sift through all that garbage that you're getting from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. I'm not interested and what they have to say at all anymore. General, thanks for being with me. I really always appreciate your time with me.
Okay, Joe, my pleasure.
All right, so I really appreciate the lesson in the courage, because, you know, we saw them as one big group, and as I was saying before the break, it's no different than Italy. You know, you got different parts of Italy, different cultures, different everything. Now, are you okay?
That's an Amber Alert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was an Amber Alert just came in. Go ahead.
So, I don't trust Turkey, okay? And I have to believe that President Trump knew what he was doing. He's not that bad a judge of character. He had to know what was going to come out of this once he set Erdogan loose. Am I off?
Well, Russia doesn't trust Turkey. The United States doesn't trust Turkey. NATO doesn't trust Turkey, so who trusts Turkey? Nobody. So there you go.
All right, and what can we expect? That, I mean, seriously, I know the president's doing the right thing by going to Congress and asking them to, you know, bless what it is that he wants to do. Then they can't come back after him, right? I mean, they're part of this.
Well, he doesn't want to go. He only has to go to Congress for war powers, which they haven't done at all, as you know. Mm-hmm. For any of this mess in the Middle East and Afghanistan. And so I'm not sure what he expects out of Congress at all. But again, his mission is to protect Americans and to protect our soldiers. And as I said, five came back in the last 2 weeks into Dover in caskets.
And that's not cool.
Okay, think of that. Think of those families. And they say, what are we doing over there? Why are we still in Afghanistan after 18 years? And the president's addressing that. He doesn't want our soldiers in harm's way unless it's for protecting America, not other countries.
Yeah,
we have to understand that.
Well, it's one thing I do appreciate about him. He's not interested in all this garbage that's going on. He wants the truth, and he wants reality. He wants to do the right thing. Okay, so I want to get back though to Turkey and what's going on. We're seeing videos of ISIS. We're seeing videos of violence and that kind of thing happen.
what's really taking place? Is ISIS really running rampant there? Have they really ever been squelched in Syria?
Not entirely, but the caliphate's been destroyed. When ISIS was formed in 2014 in Raqqa, very large city in eastern Syria, that was their base, and then they went over into Iraq and took over Mosul. And then, of course, with the Russians, as well as the Syrian army and the United States, basically have destroyed ISIS. Now, they had 800 or so in a prison there, and I guess they let many of them out, but some of them were young men as well as some family members that they had incarcerated there. But there's not that many that are left, and there's no caliphate anymore. So they'll police them up, and the free, the Syrian army now is attacking the ISIS as they can find them also under Assad. So we have a lot of gerrymandering going on over there, different factions aligning here and there. But again, the president has the United States and our troops as his primary interest. I think you're going to see that this strategy is going to work very well, because now you'll see probably Russia and Turkey and Assad forming some kind of a coalition to secure that eastern part of Syria and perhaps make it a separate region that would be separate from the rest of Syria. So that could happen, and that could also allow the Kurds to remain there in some form or fashion.
All right, so doesn't that give more power to the Russians if they come in and help pull this together and create a coalition?
Well, they've been there. You know, they've been there for decades supporting Iran as well as Assad. Assad's been the primary beneficiary of the Russian forces and Russian arms and equipment. The Russians have the Mediterranean seaport there at Latakia and at Taras on the Mediterranean coast. They've had that now for, I would say probably 8 years or so. They have a major airfield there in Latakia on the coast of Syria. And so Russia is a power broker in that area, and they'll continue to be.
Where are the Chinese in all this? What do they want to see happen? I mean, they're awful.
Who knows?
They're awful quiet.
They're all over the place.
They're awful quiet.
Yeah, the Chinese are very quiet. They just move into areas and take it over.
The reason I ask you is because there's been a lot of talk in the news about China and Russia working together, and I kind of don't know if I believe that, because you know they both want the power, they both want to be number two, so to speak, and I can't see them working together for that. Am I wrong?
Well, they are number two and three, that's for sure.
Right. Right, but they're going to move into the number one position, I guess, is what I'm saying. And is I don't know where they stand when it comes to the Middle East. I mean, I know some of them have relations with Iran. This is a mess. This is a real mess, isn't it? Turkey, Syria, Iran.
It all comes back to energy and oil. What they want to see is a pipeline going across from Iran through Syria to the Mediterranean. That's what the Russians are interested in, the ports there in the Mediterranean, and a control, because there's no pipeline that goes across there. Now, the pipeline from the oil fields in Syria and Iraq go north into Turkey and then out the crude processing facilities. And so they'd like a direct line going across, if you can picture on the map, a direct line into the Mediterranean. So it all comes back to who's controlling the oil. That's why China's still buying oil from Iran. We just found out Iran's sidestepping and shipping their crude oil through Oman, which is just across on the Arabian Sea there, if you look at a map.
Right.
So it all comes down to power, money, and influence.
Okay, so...
And we don't need to be a part of it.
No.
Because we're energy independent now. We don't need to be a part of that over there anymore.
I love President Trump today saying, we're 7,000 miles away. Somebody else needs to take care of that mess.
That's right.
Right? All right.
Yeah, it was an unnecessary war. When Bush took us into there, we tried to tell him, do not do this. And there we go. We go into Iraq in 2003, remove Hussein, who was actually stabilizing the area, encountering the Iranian influence. We did the same thing by taking out Gaddafi in Libya, and he was controlling things down there. And since we messed up a lot of things over there, Trump said, we're not going to do that stuff anymore.
They
we're not going to do nation building.
These guys aren't.
We're not going to export democracy. Exactly.
God bless. All right. So where do we, come on, with your great military expertise, where do we pull out of next? And will it make us safer or make it worse?
Well, where do we go into or where do we leave? The next is leaving Afghanistan.
And does that make us safer?
That's up to them over there. We're safe. We're okay. We should listen. We defeated the Taliban in 30 days in the fall of 2001 with special ops and B-52s, and we should have came out at that time. I remember doing a show with Tony Snow at Fox News, and I said, "You watch. We're going to have mission creep now." And by darn, we did. Put in bases and all these units and trying to place this nation building and democracy inside Kabul and Afghanistan. And many of us at times said, no, you don't want to do that. Well, Bush was so naive, he went in and Cheney and the rest of them, and you see what's happened.
Yeah. So, listen, I want to keep you until after the break real quick. I want you to tell people about your other projects you have going on. Let's have them help you, because I know you got a lot of great things happening. You're not just my guy with the real information for the Middle East, but you got other projects going that people need to know about. Joe Bacini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the General after the break. And seriously, stop listening to all those other garbage reports. Come here. We'll tell you the truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on because I do not like wasting his time. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, and always appreciate his time and his knowledge. And you know, we've learned so much from him over the years. And you've even heard me refer to, you know, the lily pad bases that we have. And I got that term from him, and it made so much sense back then. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why Trump's not listening to him. Anyway, General, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Okay, Joe, my pleasure, and call me anytime.
Well, wait a minute. We have to talk about your projects that you have going on.
Well, there's several. One of the main projects I'm involved in is Cyrus Force Iran, which is a group of expatriates in Europe and the United States to provide a new, a free and democratic government in Iran once the mullahs are replaced. And so that's a big movement going on. The second is Red October, which is basically terminating as much as the deep state as possible, ensuring the president gets elected again, and also to finally indict those individuals responsible for the coup against the president, such as Brennan Comey, goes back to the White House, to Obama, and what's the other guy, Brennan. So we're working on those issues. Also, we've revitalized the Benghazi investigation that I promised I'd do for Charles Woods, who was the father of Tyrone Woods, who was killed in Benghazi. We now have six people who have come forward and said we did have the assets, we did have the capability to mount a rescue operation, which then really validates that Hillary Clinton, Leon Panetta, and General Dempsey lied when they said we didn't have enough intel and we didn't have enough assets in the Middle East. Now we've proved them wrong by people who were on duty that night. So those are the major ones. Our foundation, Stand Up America USA, is the one that has provided the capacity to deal with these different projects around the world. And then we have the Soldiers Memorial Fund, which is to support our active duty family and troops and veterans and their families.
Yeah, I've worked on several projects where there are homes being done, made, put together for our heroes coming back, you know, homes for heroes and that kind of thing. So I appreciate that. I don't think we take care of our men and women who come back enough. I don't think we give them enough attention. So always appreciate what you're doing. Always appreciate the stuff you do for our troops. And I appreciate the information you give me when you're on the show. So have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Now, look, you can look up some of his programs and some of the projects that he's involved with, and I mean, they're great projects. You know what I mean? Who doesn't want to help? I mean, you got to be pretty cold. Who doesn't want to help out our soldiers that have come back, our military men and women that have come back and need some help? They need a little extra help. What's the big whoop? It's not the end of the world. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. Good, I'll wait. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there. So I did a story earlier about the voter fraud. I keep trying to want to say voter registration. In the back of my head, I know that ain't it. For years, I've been telling you that I spent 20 years in technology. You're pretty darn close. And I don't trust computers. I mean, you see all the malware that's happening, the hacks that have been going on. How many of you have gotten new credit cards a half a dozen times because somebody hacked a machine? Right? Think about it. So you have all this stuff going on. I don't want to say stuff, but you're having all these things going on with your credit, with your information. These companies pay tens of thousands of dollars for security. Many of you have been, your bank or your credit card company, they've given you that, what is it, that LifeLock thing? Well, not LifeLock, that's it, what a credit alert or whatever it is, where they're watching your credit for you because they screwed up. Somebody got into your information. Say that Facebook. Somebody got into the information. And so now, in California, I mean, what could go wrong? So in California, they're now talking about using computers to take votes. And they've had a couple of tests or what have you. But no ballot box is safe. And you know what? One of the things that people love to do, they love to show off their talents. And a bunch of hackers got together. And within minutes, they hacked into all 100 voting machines, all different types, and they went in there and were able to change the vote. And it was the kind of test that you hope only won't produce a perfect score, right? But hackers and technology geeks, academics, and others were 100 for 100 in their attempt to infiltrate, compromise an enormous array of voting machines using all sorts of technologies. These guys, they have code that you and I never saw it. If the military knew about it, they would grab it from them. These guys use real, real code names. They run in the dark area of the web. They know what's going on. You cannot hide. Look at, you can't hide from these people anymore. I'm sorry. You can spend all kinds of money, and I know that we have some of those prepper advertisers. I'm not speaking negatively about them. But there's some, when it comes to technology, unless you're going to spend 50 grand at home, you cannot get the protection you think you get. Again, you have banks. You have lending companies. You have the government held hostage, information stolen. Their astonishing results will only boost the widespread anxiety when it comes to elections. And we should have never allowed this to happen to begin with. Computers are not safe. You know, hacking is like it's in their DNA. It's a lifelong sport for these guys. They don't give up easily. They don't try five times and go, I can't get in. That was too bad for me. And here's something else. When I was in the early days of computers, some of you remember when you went in to buy a car, right? And the guy would do the connection to TRW. Remember that? And he would dial a number of the phone. I know, this is old. But he would dial a number of the phone. He'd pick up the receiver and he'd put it down on this device that connected them to TRW so they would know about your credit report. They would know where they stood and what they could do for you. And these guys used to go in there and they would record the tones so they could find out what the phone number was. Then they would go back home and through a rotation of phone numbers, they would keep hacking till they got into it. I mean, think about that. And the easier and easier and easier we make it to get on the interweb and either download, upload, or change information, the easier this is going to be. Now, we're talking about voting. We're talking about who the next president is. And I wish I could find a story I did years ago. It wasn't even a hacker. It was a consultant in Florida that the Dems hired to create a program that would change the voting results after somebody voted. So they would vote, they would get the receipt for voting, and then when the machine was tallied, it would change the vote numbers. Now, they told him they were doing it to simply see if it could be done. Because if they knew how it was done, then they could catch the Republicans cheating. And, of course, he was all for it until he found out what they were doing or what they were going to try to do. He was a true whistleblower. That's what a whistleblower does. Nobody else knew about that but him and the few people involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you think about the total failure of these hardware, right, to ward off intrusion, I mean, total failure of 100 machines that these hackers worked on, worked against, pounded away at, and in a relatively short period of time, we're able to get into every one of the machines and change the votes on it. Are you happy with computer voting? So there was a 3-day hackathon held in Vegas, the end of August, right? It was part of DEF CON 27, one of the world's largest hacking conferences. The participants either found new ways to break into the machines, or they replicated already published methods. Did you hear that? Already published methods. So some young kids sitting around can hop into these machines just by searching online to find out how to do it. As disturbing as this outcome is, we note that it's at this point an unsurprising. It is unsurprising. Right? The first hacking village started in 2017. They took 20 different styles, different types of voting machines. Right? And they broke in all of them. Last year, they did 30 different brands, 30 different manufacturers, 30 different kinds of code, 30 different kinds of machines. They broke in all of them. I mean, pattern? Hint? Hello? The equipment broken into were touch screens and optical scan paper, voting devices, all kinds of crazy stuff. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Next hour, we're going to do the top trending Twitter stories. Hey, that's recap stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes.